Hey, a friend, you're now listening to the Shine to Five Method for Side Hustlers podcast, and I'm your host, Kristen N. James. But since you're here, that means that we're peeps, so you can call me CJ. The Shine to Five Method is a hub to help women-identified professionals who have a side hustle go from having a boss to being a boss. So listen for tips, guest expert advice, and my personal stories that will inspire and motivate you to take consistent action and shine in your own business so you can break free of your employee mindset. Girl, before you know it, you'll be well on your way out of your 9-to-5 for good. But only if that's what you want. On that note, let's get into this week's episode. Hey, a friend, how are you doing? You know, you gotta find me on Instagram or Twitter at Kristen and James and let me know. Please, let me know. You know the drill. Let me know. So, today, I just want to get right down to business because I wanted to start off by saying that I'm really excited to share today's episode because I am a huge, huge advocate for leveraging your 9-to-5 before you leave. Don't think because I'm always talking about helping you leave that there aren't lessons to learn. There are always lessons. There are lessons everywhere, including at the very 9-to-5 that you're trying to quit. I've covered the topic before on the podcast. All right. I've covered it before, and I most likely will again in some way, shape, or form, because you can learn a lot from where you are to take you to where you're going. You learn a lot about how to properly communicate, handle conflict, meet deadlines, establish boundaries. The list goes on. And might I just add, there are many who don't even want to become entrepreneurs and thoroughly enjoy the corporate setting. And I'm here for it. I will never, ever knock the corporate life because it is a very necessary part of society. Let's just be real here for a second here. What I can't handle is when entrepreneurship is glorified so much that some almost feel a ways about having a 9-to-5 with no aspirations of running their own business. Why are we doing that to people? Like, can we stop that, please? I know that I might sound a little contradictory since I am a side hustle coach and I'm here to help folks leave the 9-to-5, but let's be clear that is if that's what they want to do. My mission is to help the women-identified professionals who do not want to be at the 9-to-5 because they feel unfulfilled, stuck, demotivated, etc. They want to find their purpose, their passion, and it's not in their 9-to-5, and that's okay. This isn't everyone's story. And might I just also say, shout out to my corporate friends who listen despite having no goals, like I said before, no goals of entrepreneurship. And still you come and you hang out with me. I see you and I'm so happy that you can still take something away from hanging out with me. A lot of my episodes can be applied to any area of your life. I just focus on entrepreneurship since that's what I help my clients through. Going from employee to entrepreneur. Okay? So my story was that I knew that as soon as I had decided that I didn't want to be a quote unquote lifer at my 9-to-5, that I started to leverage what I could learn from my time there for my long-term benefit. I spent 8 hours a day minimum, 5 days a week for years. Of course, I had to learn some valuable lessons. And there was so many. Every time I reflect on my time at my corporate job, I'm actually grateful. My experience was not terrible. Even when it had some terrible or difficult people, it's still overall my experience at my corporate was not terrible. But as soon as I knew that I wanted to leave, girl, let me tell you how I was job shadowing and I was attending the events and meeting the VPs and meeting just people from different areas of the organization. I was networking. I was building my skills, yo. So here are a few of my transferable skills. The first one, leadership. Listen, I was a great employee. Humble brag, fam. Humble brag. I was a great employee. And that just meant, hey, I knew that I'd make a great entrepreneur. My first promotion actually happened 4 months into being hired at the company. After my department manager, department head suggested, I applied for a supervisor position that he knew I'd be great for. And after that, I did get that job, and I was promoted a few times, and I fell into the role quite easily because I knew it was important to remain relatable. It was also easy for me to take initiative or step back and let someone else be heard, just depending on the scenario. The biggest lesson was making sure that each person felt seen, heard, understood. I always wanted to lead by example. So if I wanted to have a team of good employees, I had to be a good employee as well. And it was important to foster leadership through my leadership. Lead by example. So leadership, my skills, I really sharpened my leadership skills at my 9-to-5, and those come in so handy as an entrepreneur. Another thing is navigating difficult conversations. Okay, so this was an episode all on its own. If you listened a few episodes back, so be sure to hop back a couple of weeks ago and listen to the full thing. It just had to be a whole episode on its own. Just navigating difficult conversations needed its own space. I learned how to approach topics without making the other person feel attacked. I knew that it was important to hold space for them so that we could come up with a solution without the matter escalating. Most times the issue didn't even originate in the workplace, but the person felt like they had no other outlet, and this ultimately impacted their performance. If the matter was with another coworker, it meant two separate difficult conversations. But more importantly, it meant holding space for people. I learned that not everyone resolves conflict the same way if they want to resolve it at all. It comes back to good listening. And it comes to, yes, we're holding space. You're watching for those cues. Go back and listen to that episode. Go listen. It's about 3 episodes ago. What I learned from navigating difficult conversations and how that prepared me for entrepreneurship. It is a good one. I want to hear what you think about it. Let's keep going. Let's go keep going. The next thing I learned was building a team. So I designed a job description. I did the interviewing, the hiring, the training, delegating, pairing up based on compatibility in order to get the best results from and for the entire team. I encourage them to share their ideas and feedback on improving a process, because otherwise, what's the point to having a team? And that ties back into being able to navigate difficult conversations. Maybe two personalities just did not go well together, but if we got to work together, we got to figure something out. Right? Which ties into the next thing, team building, which is different from the previous. There's building a team. And as far as I'm concerned, there's building a team and then there's team building. So coming up with activities. I love coming up with activities to encourage a cohesive experience for all members of my team. So once we've built the team, what are we doing to encourage that they can work together, foster that kind of environment so they can work together? They can see each other, they can hear each other, they can enjoy each other's company, they can figure out the overall communication style of the entire team, but then also know that communicating with one person might be a little bit different from communicating with another person. So just being very attuned to your communication skills, tapping into that. And activities and just being able to make the experience fun helped tremendously. And it was a huge, because now here I am as an entrepreneur building a team. And it's still important with a team building piece that is not always about work, 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 work. We're having fun. They're enjoying being a part of my team. You're trying to tell me you didn't learn all this from your 9-to-5, girl? Come on now. Anyway, let's keep going. The next one, of course, I gotta mention coaching. This is the part, obviously, this is the part I enjoyed the most and could be my most authentic self. Yes, I was always good at building relationships and encouraging others to work on improving their skills. It was very important to me that you wouldn't just showing up and working. Like, what do you need? Where do you need to show up? Where do you need to improve? Let's work on that. I want to help you. I want to support you. The one thing I always told someone that I hired is I want to know where you see yourself in a year, etc., so we can work on improving those skills. Starting my own coaching business was an easy transition. And speaking of transition, I know that's what I wanted to help others do because it involves supporting them through big, scary, and ultimately very rewarding challenges. There are always opportunities to leverage before you leave. Think of it as the end justifying the means and use your time at your 9-to-5 to your advantage. This way, everyone wins because you're still showing up. You're still doing the things. You're still a really good employee. Maybe have a different lens on now because you know, hey, like if I do this and if I can learn this, this will help me in the long run. Everyone wins and you don't burn any bridges without any abrupt decisions. I learn way more lessons, way more, but they'll all be covered in different ways over a few episodes. So stay tuned to that. So let's just recap on the lessons, the valuable lessons, 5 valuable lessons that I learned from my 9-to-5. Okay. So I learned leadership, navigating difficult conversations, building a team building, which are different, building a team and team building, and coaching. So I want to hear from you now. What is one valuable lesson that you have learned from your 9-to-5? What is something when you show up at that setting every day, you're like, you know what? I'm really appreciative of being here. I know I want to leave. But I'm really, really glad that I was here to learn this lesson. I want to hear from you. Share when you reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter at Kristen and James. Let me know one valuable lesson. I'm a corporate girl that don't want to leave. Let me know what you really enjoy about your 9-to-5. What do you enjoy about your corporate job? I want to hear from everyone. Just reach out to me, okay? Find me, reach out to me, come connect with your girl, CJ. Thank you for being here. We are always learning and growing together. I love getting your feedback. I love getting your insight. Thank you for sharing the episode. Thank you for reviewing and rating. I'm loving the 5 stars. Keep them coming. And I will absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, talk to you next week. All right? So that's it for this week. But before you go, let me know. Hey, that rhymed. Anyway, what was your favorite part? Actually, you know what I'd love? For you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, sharing is caring, so share this episode with a friend. Want to talk to me directly? Be sure to check out my website, kristennjames.com, and you can book your 15-minute intro call. And there's always a gift waiting for you in the show notes, so take a look. Until next week, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.